But now speaking to me is Victor Vandermeer. He's the owner and founder of My Rainbow Network, which is a platform for LGBTQIA+ and the entire queer community. It's a website that he set up himself, and he's now joining me on the phone to discuss more now. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
So
thank you for your time.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure having you on the show. First off, what is My Rainbow platform?
The My Rainbow platform is a social network for the LGBTI community. It started off from a lack of services actually available on the internet, and the inspiration was to actually start a network of websites that would be able to, bring about a bit of equality and same access to the services.
Okay. So you said you started it because you thought there was a lack of services online originally.
Yeah.
Now I've had a brief perusal of the website. There's a lot of there's a lot of articles on there. Do you see it also? It kind of seems to operate to me as a bit of a networking service. About kind of how to reach out. Have you had any really kind of interesting experiences?
I coming in doing the project, I've actually met a few younger boys that have been gender confused or struggling to identify with their gender. So, they've kind of come on, after meeting them, they've come on and I've just provided support or spoke to them. It's been incredible because they've obviously made progression, and even just being there so they can speak to someone has been life-changing for them. It's been quite a big experience. I actually started this year in 2008, where I created a video against homophobia, and it had over 16,000 hits on YouTube at the time, and there was people were writing in saying your video put me into tears, it changed my mind and my perspective of gay people. And a lot of people told their stories about being chased with glass bottles and called faggot, and it was really overwhelming. But this is something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. Having the articles up on the website is a way of people, I would love to see people talking about issues in the community because it's not discussed enough.
Okay, so you said that you'd changed people's minds somewhat. Just a question on that. I mean, is this website just as much for people who aren't part of the queer community who want to perhaps learn a bit about, maybe they really just don't understand it or they're a bit ignorant around the issue, and that is this somewhere they can go to kind of learn more about what it means to be part of the queer community and how to treat people respectfully rather?
Yeah. So I think the best way to educate people is to actually speak from first-hand experiences. A lot of people aren't aware of the stuff that goes on around the world as far as, trans rights or gay rights and that, and like the escalating problem in Brazil where one transsexual was killed every day, there's like a lot of things out there. I think by building awareness and letting people know that, these things are happening in the world, it may bring a bit more compassion.
Now, there are a few issues facing the LGBTQIA plus community at the moment. One that springs to mind for me is the marriage equality campaign.
Yep.
I mean, first off, I should ask with the obvious. I mean, do you support marriage equality, Victor?
I support civil unions. I'm a bit on the fence with the term marriage. Personally, it's not something that I would like to relate to because of the... I'm a Christian, but it's not something that I would, be comfortable using to, state my relationship with someone else.
Following up on that, I suppose, do you think the push for marriage equality in Australia, it seems to be one that's gained a lot of steam recently? Some Liberal MPs are supposedly going to present a letter to Malcolm Turnbull today or over the next coming days, saying to move away from the plebiscite and just go for a vote in Parliament. Do you have any opinions on whether or not Australia should be pushing, should be voting as a nation, or should it be just decided in the Parliament?
The very fact that the law was changed in the first place means that, it should just be undone. keeping up with the times and what's going around in the world at the moment, this is massive, you know, all over the world. We're seeing, you know, really incredible stuff happen. But yeah, we really want, I would really like to see them just making a decision, because it's been 10 years already that, you know, people have waited, you know, and yeah, it just needs to be resolved, because, you know, everybody's entitled to human rights, because we're all human, and, you know, we should all be allowed to access the same services and privileges.
And what about other issues that face the queer community? Because marriage equality is obviously the main one, but it's not the only one. So, and I think your website facilitates a bit for that as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the one big issue or the concern at the moment is the use of PrEP and PEP. Just doing naturally what I do and meeting people. You know, I've met a lot of people that are taking it, and, you know, the risk factor in, like, you know, people are a bit more promiscuous now that they think that there's a cure. And, yeah, it's not a cure. It's just a way to kind of suppress it from being passed on. But yeah, we're hoping to have a Q&A session, and it'll be announced on the website. But yeah, and I've got three people that are going to come and talk about their experience with AIDS and HIV. And
now,
yeah,
now some people might not actually be aware of what PrEP is. Could you just explain that very briefly?
Yeah, the PrEP is a tablet that people can take before they actually before they have sex, and it would it kind of protects them from getting HIV or from being passed on. It's an incredible drug and incredible research. Ladies, especially in South Africa where it's been trialled, women that have HIV, their babies are actually born without it, taking this drug. So it's revolutionary and into what it's achieved, but it's kind of just made people become a little bit not as concerned about, you know, using protection now, because, you know, they've got this miracle drug kind of coming in to the market. But yeah, it's such a mixed issue, but and a lot of mixed opinions about it. But the word is that, you know, and what the information that people get told is that, look, you can go get this drug and then we won't need to use protection. So it has opened up a bit of a can of worms. But yeah, I think just bringing people's bring it to public awareness that this is going on, because HIV now is just as much in the straight community now as well as,
yeah,
as the gay community.
I think the main sufferers of AIDS globally, or the demographic that AIDS has affected the worst, is actually women of colour in Africa in particular. So
yeah.
Now, discussing all this, I mean, how do you think queer issues have been presented in the media? Are you happy with the way that's been done at the moment? Do you think we could improve? I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, mainstream media don't cover these subjects enough, I don't feel, and that's what kind of preempted me to go and start my Rainbow Network and have these articles up there, because, you know, I wanted to build awareness. Also, you know, obviously, because it's been just myself working on this at the moment, when I get a bit more time, I like to take those articles and just remove any bias or, you know, any kind of opinions out of it. And I just want to present facts, and I would, you know, want the community to actually come and contribute and write comments about these articles. And yeah, and that way, you know, it's just equal. The media is fair. We're not trying to persuade people to think a certain way. We're just giving them the facts and they can make up their own mind. And yeah.
Now, just considering that, BuzzFeed Australia have set up a queer affairs reporter. That's something that's fairly unprecedented in the Australian media landscape until that had been done. Do you think positions like that are good, or do you worry they pigeonhole people based on their identity?
I think they pigeonhole people because of their identity, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, won't be able to understand what it's like to be gay, and, you know, the issues that we have to face, especially coming from a generation where it was don't ask, don't tell. You know, like for myself, I didn't know that I could be gay until I, Queer as Folk was the first time that I had actually had my experience with that. But, you know, growing up from, like, when I was probably 4 or 5, I remember being attracted to guys. And it was really hard when I was coming into my teens and going through puberty to actually identify who I was, because I knew that it wasn't a phase. And, you know, I did look down on myself for that. But, you know, there's definitely just been a stigma around. And I think that, you know, if we can move away from these labels, as in, you know, gay, lesbian, pansexual, like at the moment, there's just too many options out there, I think, for people, and that people are getting very confused.